I think it was accurate. I think they did a lot of work. They consulted a lot of historians on Mary Lincoln, obviously Abraham Lincoln. Some of those historians are working with us on the project. And so I think it was a really accurate portrayal. The advantage we have in our program is that, you know, we've got 90 minutes to take a look at Mary Lincoln. And the movie obviously touched on Mary Lincoln here and there, but it was really so focused on the 13th Amendment. But one of the things that fascinates me is that from time to time in the movie, you see Elizabeth Keckley, who's her seamstress in the White House. And Elizabeth Keckley is a former slave, and she is Mary Lincoln's confidant. Mary Lincoln runs through a lot of White House staff during her time as First Lady. Elizabeth Keckley is the one constant. Elizabeth Keckley forms a fund for contraband slaves, which Mary Lincoln and Abraham Lincoln contribute to. So to me, there's this relationship, and if you want to find a way to understand Mary Lincoln, you can go through Elizabeth Keckley, who writes a memoir after her years in the White House. And actually, it's a really sad tale. Mary Lincoln's time after the White House is just as tragic as her time in the White House. But one of the tragedies of it is this close confidant writes these memoirs. And, you know, it's not necessarily a tell-all, but it does expose some of the letters that they have and some of the interactions that they have. And so Mary Lincoln does not forgive her for this, and they have a falling out. So, you know, it's one of those things that the movie – I love the movie, actually. But – we've got a chance in 90 minutes to explore Mary Lincoln, who is every bit as complex and intelligent as Abraham Lincoln.
Are there some surprising facts that came out during the production of the series?
Well, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is walk in the footsteps of these first ladies. You know, we've got a great first lady set, and we've got historians on our program on Monday night who will really paint a picture of Mary Lincoln. But, you know, to me, one of the other things that makes the programs work are walking in their footsteps. And so we've got tape segments, sort of documentary-style segments in the program where we travel to Lexington, to her home, to learn about her early life and her education and her politics and slavery. We travel to Springfield, Illinois, to their home, to really learn about her as wife and mother. Again, it's this personal side of Mary Lincoln that I think people don't know a lot about. We go to the soldier's home, which is the Lincoln Cottage in Washington, D.C., where she and Lincoln find respite after the death of their son, Willie, where she, you know, there's a spiritualist movement going on in the United States, and so she holds a seance or two there trying to reach out to her dead son, Willie. So we get a chance to take a look at the personal side of Mary Lincoln by traveling to these places that help really tell her story, where the places where she sat, where she slept, where she wept.
You know, her home in Lexington attracts a lot of attention, too, here.
You know, that Lexington part, the Lexington home, that there will be, there's two segments in our programs on the Lexington home. You know, it's important to understand where she comes from, because not only, you know, not only the southern side of things, but her, you know, her education that she gets in Lexington is important. Her interactions with Henry Clay, even as, you know, a teenager, here she is, I think has got to be, you know, seen in the time period as a fairly precocious young lady, you know, sitting in the parlor with the men as she's listening. I don't know how much she's participating, but listening to political discussions. Obviously, there, you know, there's a slave market in the middle of town, and the school that she goes to is there. So, you know, Lexington and Kentucky is an important part of her story, and I think it's one of those underrepresented parts of her story that people don't know a lot about.